Dr. Danny Phipps with us, chair and professor, Department of Music and Dance, Grand Valley State University, are an annual coming together when it comes to this Fall Arts Celebration 2015, Enriching the Arts and Humanities in West Michigan. Henry Matthews setting the scene for the art presentation. And now, wow, there's music tonight. Danny, good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning, Shelley. How are you doing?
Glad to be here. Doing very fine. Yes, glad you are here.
Well, one of the things that we're going to be doing tonight is something brand new and unique, I think. You know, in the past 10 years that I've been here helping to manage the Fall Arts, we have had an amazing variety of performances. We brought in guest artists. We have had themed events. We have had events featuring the music of one composer. But we've never taken the time to celebrate, really celebrate our own faculty in the medium and in the performance style that has made them so nationally famous and so important to our students and our faculty. Any great state university has at its disposal at any given time an array of specialists, an array of brilliant minds, and they act like a magnet and they bring these people to the community. But the problem is, not a problem, I guess that's not the right word, but the situation is that we interact with these individuals so often that they almost become mundane to us. And they're there as educators and as colleagues and as mentors, and we don't really take the time to celebrate them to the point of what brought them here.
Their talents, their musical talents.
Their talents, their musical talents, their genius. For instance, tonight the program will begin with two members of our faculty who double duty, I guess that's the right word, as principal performers with the Grand Rapids Symphony. So principal flutist Chris Kantner and principal horn Rick Britch will be performing to begin the program. We're going to celebrate that partnership. Now, they're not the only ones who were in partnership with the symphony, but I think you'll get a good taste of what this means, this excellence that is the Grand Rapids Symphony and Grand Valley State University faculty. Then we're going to feature the music of composer Bill Ryan. Mm-hmm. Bill Ryan is a national presence. He is known throughout the country as one of the foremost young composers of our time. He has had his works performed throughout the country, even internationally, and he has created at our university a young ensemble of students called the New Music Ensemble. This ensemble has performed across the country. It has had a two-page spread in Time magazine. They have recorded compact disc recordings that have made the list. They may not have gotten the Emmy nomination, but they've been on that list. Mm-hmm. And he has brought this presence for these students in such a way that we almost take it for granted. So tonight, we're going to celebrate Bill Ryan, and we're going to have a piece of his performed by cello faculty member Pablo Mojave Veglia. Last and definitely not least, we are going to celebrate one of our newest faculty members, Assistant Professor Dr. Dan Grazer. Dan Grazer is a founding member of the Donald Cinta Quartet. They call themselves the DSQ for short. And last year, they won the United Artists Guild competition in New York City. I cannot even begin to describe the importance of this. This is a competition in which the winner is picked from an international group of chamber ensembles. One group is picked a year internationally in New York City, and they are given a contract with United Artists Guild to be featured as performers. So not only is this saxophone quartet one of the best saxophone quartets in the world, it is one of the very finest chamber ensembles performing today internationally. And yet we've never really featured them and Professor Grazer as a performer. So they will end this program in rousing fashion. This year alone, they have performed across the globe. They have had 2 or 3 week residency at the Aspen Chamber Music Festival. They have performed in Scotland. They performed in the Far East. They performed in France, consistently performers in New York City and all the major cities across this country. But to us, he's just Dan Grazer, and he teaches saxophone and has a wonderful group of students who he mentors and takes them through their 4 years of undergraduate study. So now tonight, we're going to celebrate what he does, and we're going to celebrate this in great fashion. It's not a performance to be missed, because unless you want to get in the car and drive to New York City, it's a lot easier to drive down to the Allendale campus and our wonderful LAT Louis Armstrong Theater to hear this performance. So please come and join us 7:30 tonight on the Allendale campus LAT Theater as we celebrate these wonderful faculty members.
formerly Faculty Artistry Gems, recognizing GVSU music faculty performances in the community, as you mentioned. 7:30 p.m., Louis Armstrong Theater. This is a free event, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for reminding me. And as in all ways and in all things with the Fall Arts events, I hope you, whoever wishes to come out, will first check on our website, www.gvsu.edu/fallarts. That gives all the information. All these events are free and open to the public. Come early because we can't hold seats, and they will fill up.
And it looks like you will have the Prelude Carillon concert. It's starting at 7.
Yes, Professor Julianne Vanden Weingard will once again be performing on our University Carillon. These are wonderful gifts to the community. There's one downtown here on the downtown campus and also one in the Allendale campus. And these are not just architectural delights. They are unique, one-of-a-kind gifts, musical gifts. And it's an opportunity to hear these instruments perform.
Hmm. And that main performance followed by a reception. So, it is.
How can you turn that down?
I was going to say, it's a big deal. Well, attend tonight as part of the 13th Annual Fall Arts Celebration 2015. This Faculty Artistry Gems, Louis Armstrong Theater, 7:30 p.m., your kickoff. Dr. Phipps, keep your energy up, Danny, and keep doing great things as chair and professor with the Department of Music and Dance at Grand Valley.
Thank you, Shelley. I really appreciate
that.
Same back at you.
Double reed bassoon happy.
Yes.
Thanks, Danny. We'll talk again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.